Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, the redesign of the European Union's migration system is a step in the right direction, Interior Minister Konstantinos Ioannou said. He said there is still progress to be made to satisfy him and his government, saying, "Our request remains that the relocation of asylum seekers is mandatory and not voluntary." The redesign consists of 10 separate pieces of legislation, all of which were passed by the European Parliament on Wednesday night. It provides for a stricter and a more unified approach across the bloc to the processing and settling of asylum seekers. The Interior Ministry said the pact gives member states the tools to implement more effective migration management policies and, above all, is a practical application of solidarity as a fundamental principle of the EU. They said it establishes a common legislative framework for the 27 member states and establishes procedures for, among other things, the reception and resettlement of migrants, faster processing of asylum applications, stricter legal procedures and penalties for migrant smugglers, and ways to manage crises. Meanwhile, last year the authorities collected €700 million in taxes more than they did in 2022, the tax department said, while conceding there was room for improvement. Tax Commissioner Sotiris Markidis told MPs that in 2023 they collected a total of €6.7 billion in taxes, compared to the €6 billion in 2022. Markidis said a new software system, expected to be fully installed by 2025, should improve collectability of taxes going forward. The discussion in Parliament took place a week after the Auditor General released his report on the Tax Department for the fiscal year 2022, showing that the state is owed €2.5 billion in taxes, of which €1.1 billion is deemed doubtful as to whether it can ever be collected. Elsewhere, the Limassol District Court dismissed four consolidated lawsuits against the now-defunct Laiki Bank of Cyprus, the Central Bank of Cyprus, and the Republic of Cyprus concerning the 2013 haircut. The plaintiffs, who suffered financial losses, sought compensation for alleged negligent act by the defendants, resulting in the loss of their bank deposits held at the Laiki Bank. They also alleged unconstitutionality of the 2013 restructuring of credit measures and claimed a violation of their human rights. In its ruling, the court clarified that the implementation of the restructuring measures did not leave depositors of the Laiki Bank, including the plaintiffs, in a worse situation than they would have been if the bank had undergone liquidation. In other news, Cyprus is in talks with all involved parties as part of its efforts to resume the maritime aid corridor to Gaza, while donations are already coming into the Amalthea Fund, Foreign Minister Konstantinos Gombos said. During a press conference reviewing the ministry's efforts over the past year, Gombos highlighted the $15 million donation to the Amalthea Fund by the United Arab Emirates. He said the Amalthea Fund is structured on the basis of international standards with transparency and strong accountability. The objective of the fund is to manage all purchases and services related to the maritime humanitarian aid corridor to Gaza, he said. He added that once the platform in Gaza that the United States is preparing is fully operational, over 1,500 tons of aid a week are expected, and this can be increased. And finally, two men have been injured, and the police are looking for three more after a fight broke out in the Bafos village of Kisonerga over a like on social media on Wednesday night. Bafos Police's Deputy Operations Chief Michalis Nikolaou explained to the Cyprus Mail on Thursday that a 46-year-old man had left a like on a social media post of a third person, which deeply upset a 24-year-old man. The 24-year-old then took three of his friends to meet the 46-year-old and have a fight with him. When police arrived on the scene to break the fight up, they found that the 24-year-old and his three friends were repeatedly punching the 46-year-old and that both the 46-year-old and the 24-year-old had sustained injuries. The other three men involved all made off before police could catch them. That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.